Half five this morning, I'm pulling up outside Red, and then Vic comes tearing in behind me, all the windows in the car down, screaming, just like this ball of madness.
I'm never ever grumpy in the mornings.
How could you not be?
I don't know. I'm just not. I'm just pleased to be alive and awake.
I know. It's nice to get out of bed and be alive. Yes, it is. Yeah, I know. I get you. But it's just, it takes me so long to actually wake up properly.
Yeah. I'm pretty much awake the second I step out of bed.
I got a message on WhatsApp this morning I woke up to at about 5 o'clock from a friend up in Mayo.
Yeah.
Who's a bit of a crypto head.
Okay.
He's been in the crypto scene for 10 years now, but he's deep in it.
Is he?
Oh my God. Obsessed. Like he has an office at home with about 8 screens.
Oh wow.
Of different markets from all over the world. This is his full-time obsession. Oh like he God. Works as well. He has a job, but then in the evening he'll be 7 or 8 hours.
Wow.
Buying and trading and swapping stuff. Wow. And he's always sending me messages. Oh, buy this and do that. And I did for a while, and then I just got fed up and I got rid of everything. Yeah. Because you become absolutely obsessed with this stuff.
You do, of course, yeah.
And you're up one week and you're down massively the next week, and then you've lost a fortune. Well, when I say a fortune, like 100 quid here and there.
Yeah, but still, he
would drop, some days he would drop like 10, 15 grand would vanish off his profile.
Oh my
That's how much he has. But he just sent me a message this morning.
Saying?
Remember that thing I told you to buy and hold 5, 6 years ago?
No.
He bought 10,000 of them, 8 cent, and today they're trading at €2.70.
Wow, that is such a huge rise, isn't it?
Mental.
Oh, are you feeling like you wish you would have invested?
Look, it's one of those things, like, you know, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
You do what you don't.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, XRP, by the way, is the coin, if anybody's interested.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
XRP.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting, all that crypto stuff, right? Isn't
it? It's complete Wild West. It's like if you got in and you made a few bob and got out, and then, but if you become obsessed with it, like you could lose your shirt on it.
Exactly. Like Ashton Kutcher made a fortune, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah.
On what, do you know?
Oh, I don't know what. Bitcoin, crypto, whatever. Bitcoin.
Oh, Bitcoin's about to hit 100 grand.
But years, I can't remember what it is. I'll find out and I'll come back to you. But he made an absolute fortune, and it was about 30 years ago or 20 years, 25 years ago or something that he invested.
Probably Bitcoin, yeah. Anyway, you know when you kind of, You kind of stand that you're at the Ballantubber races or the Galway races, and some fella walks up to you and goes, number 8, 105-1. Stick a fiver on it. And you go, nah, couldn't be arsed.
Yeah.
And then you're watching everyone else dancing around the place.
Yeah, it comes in, yeah.
It's got that kind of a buzz about it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Vic, will you open the window behind you there? There's someone at the door there. Let him in. Come on. Buddy.
It's time for Buddy the Elf versus Rory O'Hagan in Dad Elf Gags.
All right.
Oh, nervous.
I know, should be.
You really should be. Oh, do you want to do the honours, or are you going to hand it over to Buddy?
I'm such a big fan of yours. I'm going to let you go first today.
All right.
I lost my job as an ice cream tester with a flexible schedule. Yeah, boy. I couldn't do Sundays.
One snowman turns to the other and says, come here, do you smell carrots?
Come here, boy. How many people live in Rio de Janeiro? There's at least a Brazilian.
What do you call a dinosaur that takes care of its teeth? A flossiraptor. come on, lads.
What's the difference between God and an electrician? God doesn't think he's an electrician, man.
Oh, Buddy. Pretty funny.
I'm loving you, Buddy.
Lads, there was a huge Black Friday sale at the Lego store. People were lined up for blocks.
Oh, God. Rory.
Did you hear about the pirate who bought 2 new earrings for €2? That's not bad for a buccaneer.
Oh, he's bringing it. Go
he
on.
Certainly is. He lads, is, yeah. I have a fear of speed bumps, but I'm slowly getting over it.
Oh.
What do you call the pink bits in between a shark's teeth?
I don't know.
Slow swimmers, bye.
Come on, buddy.
All right, today I was asked if I was one of those people that sing in the car. And I said, yeah, but only when I'm going in reverse. And they said, why is that? That's a bit weird. And I said, I'm just a backup singer.
Lads, these are good. Buddy.
Me and Santa were having an argument the other day about what is the name for a medieval soldier. It was getting late, so we just called it a night.
Hey! Very good.
My granddad once told me, don't spend too much money on expensive headphones. That was some sound advice.
What a joke.
Come here, boy. What happens when a frog parks illegally?
I don't know.
He gets tossed.
Yay! Rory, one more to you, my friend.
My friend couldn't pay his water bill, so I sent him a card that said, get well soon.
Actually, that could be a killer blow,
that
buddy.
That was pretty good.
Have you any left, buddy?
I quit my job in the helium balloon factory. I won't be spoken to in that tone of voice. All right, Victoria.
Yeah.
Buddy the Elf versus Rory the Clown.
Hey.
Who is the winner of Dad Elf Gags this morning? All okay, bye. Who's the winner?
All right, the winner this morning is yes! Buddy the Elf. Yay!
Go on, Buddy.
Well done, Buddy boy.
I always liked you, Victoria. Always liked you. Nice one, kid.
€1,000 pop quiz. With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
You were missing on Friday, and we had Johnny on for the pop quiz.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was absolutely hilarious.
Johnny.
And Johnny, we promised to bring him back on Monday, but then he wouldn't get out of bed yesterday, so we couldn't get him on. So we got him today. Johnny, good morning, sir. You're back.
Good morning, Casey. Good.
Johnny D. Elf is on the phone.
Johnny D. Elf is back.
He is. Johnny, how's life, man? All good?
It's good in the hood, yeah.
Yeah. You ready to say, it's about time you take this. Okay, where were you last night, sorry?
I said the Christmas tree went up last night.
Okay.
So this is looking lovely now this morning, yeah.
Very good.
It's nice to come downstairs to the Christmas tree, isn't it? It looks great.
I love it, yeah.
Love it. All right. But tell me, what's your view on this, Johnny? Christmas music until what date?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
But until what date? When is cut-off point? Because I'm like Stephen's Day, the music is gone. Christmas ends on Stephen's morning.
Okay. Oh, the middle of January.
Yeah, go on, Johnny.
Oh, Jesus.
You're speaking my language.
He's one of those.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Johnny, what lifeguard TV show starred David Hasselhoff?
Baywatch, Baywatch.
In what game can you score a bullseye? What game can you score a bullseye? Yeah, question number 3. What glamour model had children with Peter Andre?
Katie Price.
Question number 4. What runner is in statue form in Cove?
Sonia O'Sullivan.
Question number 5. Who was up against Trump in the US presidential race? What was her name? Johnny, are you alive?
Calvin Harris.
Yeah. Did you say Calvin Harris or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Question number 6. Where are the next Olympics going to be held?
Next Olympics.
Yep. It's not Cork, Kate.
New Zealand.
How many times did Ross and Friends get divorced? Come on, Johnny. This is the kind of game you have to be a little bit quicker here. A little bit sippier.
Johnny.
Johnny. Johnny.
I didn't make half a buzz over this.
No, you got much better this time. You only got 3 or 4 right the last day.
But then you did all right today, Johnny.
You got Baywatch, darts. You got Katy Price, Sonia O'Sullivan, Kamala Harris. The next Olympics is going to be in?
LA.
It is LA. It is, yeah. Yeah. How many times did Ross get divorced in Friends? It was 3 times. And then we had 2 questions left, all right? Would you have known? Will I keep these for tomorrow? Will I ask
them? Keep them for tomorrow.
I'll keep. Thanks, Johnny. I've got to keep these for tomorrow.
You left us with 2 free questions there now. Well
thanks,
done.
Johnny. I owe you a pint of Ribena. Listen, you got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, Johnny, and we will talk to you another day.
Thanks, Johnny.
Fantastic. All right. And enjoy the Christmas, all the crew, yeah?
Yeah, you too, Johnny.
I hope we hear from you before then, Johnny.
Yeah.
I know.
All right.
You should be back again tomorrow.
By the way, DJ Scribbles, where's DJ Scribbles going to be DJing this weekend? Are you out anywhere?
DJ Scribbles is in the Bridge House Bar in Mallow.
Okay.
And, Flannery's Bar in Glasheen.
Okay.
So flat out, I actually blew my speakers at the weekend, so I was hoping this €1,000 would go together.
Did you get consent? See ya.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Wake up, get up, Cork's good times. Red FM.
Hey, can we give away this €400 voucher? There's some mad guesses coming in here. Mad guesses that are involving some incidents that are definitely not connected to lucky numbers this morning. Bill is on the line. Morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you,
Hi,
sir?
Bill.
What part of the world are you in? Are you down Carrigaline direction, Bill?
I'm down Carrigaline direction, yeah. So just outside Carrigaline.
Okay, very good. Now, Bill, the clue that we gave you, we're heading west-ish. There's something to do with a voice. The lucky number this morning is what?
93.
Why do you think it's 93?
I think it's to do with Mill Street in the Eurovision in 93.
Oh.
Good guess.
1993. Okay. What happened on Mill Street that year? Can you remember? Was that the year Jerry Ryan was hosting it?
It was, and that was the year of Riverdance as well, wasn't it?
Oh.
Was Riverdance Mill Street?
Wow.
I thought it was Dublin. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Can you remember who won Eurovision that year?
No idea.
It was an Irish lady. Her name was Niamh Kavanagh. And she was singing In Your Eyes. Yeah. That was the winning song. It looks like Bill, the haircuts from 1993. It's like it's 1935. I swear to God. That's how far back it goes. 1993. 93 was the lucky number. Cheers, buddy. Bill, you got a €400 voucher for Michelle Jewelers in Cork, so you can go and get yourself something nicer if there's someone special. Go and take care of them this Christmas. But thanks a million for listening, Bill.
Thank you very much. VIPs on Cork's Good Times,
Red FM. Hello there.
Hello.
What's going on?
Okay, I'm a celeb. The big trial last night was between Alan and Colleen. I tell you what, they were really good. They won 10 stars. 10 mm-hmm. out of 10. Have a quick listen to the trial.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah. What did it was called... It was called Farmyard of Fear, and it was basically to do with rotten eggs and offal. Yeah.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Here he comes now.
Offal and rotten eggs.
For his first tip. Good shot. Stay there, I'll get some more.
Right, I'm going to take it.
Off she goes with the wheelbarrow.
Got to get it in to the bath. Oh, it's not quite high enough just to tip it.
No, I know, she's got to use her hands.
Oh.
She's really good.
Mm-hmm.
She's really good at trials.
Yeah.
I think she has actually come out really, really well on this show.
Yeah.
And I predicted at the start, I think she'll win.
Barry is going to go, I'd say, in the next weekend, maybe.
Do you think so?
Yeah, well, he was in the bottom two, wasn't he, the last
shame,
day?
But I think Colleen for the win.
Yeah?
She's coming across really, really well, and she's not afraid to get stuck in, and there's none of this kind of... She's not precious at all, do you know what I mean?
I wonder, how's Wayne getting on at home?
I don't know.
Has he had any mad parties or anything? Has he gone to bingo?
So he's been sniffing around the bingo for a couple of weeks, all right.
Out in the car park.
Yeah.
Huh? Do you need to lift home?
just leaning on the boot. Danny Jones from McFly revealed in last night's episode that back in the day, the band were pranked by Sir Rod Stewart. Have a listen to this.
Okay.
I did the Late Late Show with Rod Stewart.
Okay.
So yeah. When I saw him there, I was like, Rod, he's like, hey, Danny, hey. Oh, do you want a lift home? You boys, come on the jet. I was like,
oh, brilliant.
And I was telling him about, like, we're only here for one night because we head out to America and South America because we got a tour and blah, blah, blah. As we were boarding the flight, he's like, give me your passports, boys. And we landed. He got in his, like, Rolls Royce, got our passports back, gave them to our tour manager. So all the visas were sorted on this passport. And he thought it'd be funny to draw on our heads, on our passports.
Wow.
All we got was, you think this is funny, sir? I was like, no. Rod Stewart literally drew a on our heads.
As a belter.
Willy head. That's hilarious. On a passport, of all things.
On all four of them.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Isn't it?
Brilliant. Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
Rod Stewart's the king. Did you really want to be a footballer?
Yeah, I did, up until the point where I fell in love with music. Mm-hmm. You know, three brothers, we all played, and my dad dearly wanted one of us to make it. And so I went for trials with Brentford. Well, I wasn't good enough, and my heart was in another place.
Okay. And that began because of your Scottish dad, obviously, your fascination and your love with Celtic. To this very day, you are their number one fan and one of their most cherished fans.
I don't know about that. No, I wasn't a Celtic fan way back. Yeah. You know, my dad actually was a Hibs supporter. He came from Leith in Edinburgh. So it wasn't Celtic straight away. It was Celtic when I met Jock Steen in the mid-70s.
Okay.
And I wrote "You're in My Heart," and then I sort of became a Celtic supporter. Then it got more fanatical as time went on.
A club that has brought you to tears many times.
Oh yeah. There's twice I can remember.
Yeah.
That was when we beat Barcelona 2-1. Day. Oh, every moment I go up there, I was up there on Saturday, everything. I look forward to going up there so much. I charter a plane and take me mates and me kids, and it's a great day out. And, you know, we have lunch in the restaurant overlooking inside the stadium. Yeah. It's a wonderful day.
I presume they give you a couple of free tickets every now and then, yeah?
No, I have a seat.
You have your own seat, of course,
seat for life, and so do my two boys, Alistair and Aidan.
So you can pass that on down the line that can go to the lads, yeah?
I believe so, yeah. Along with Billy Connolly's got one as well.
Oh, wow. Let's go, Red FM Breakfast. With KC. Red FM. All the latest things. 11 days until the Strictly Come Dancing final, if you're a fan of that show. 19 days until the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, and 22 schleepings till Christmas.
I
can't believe, I just can't get my head around the speed of this year.
I know.
Where did it go?
It's the same every year, though. It really flies, doesn't it?
It's International Day of Persons with Disabilities across the world today.
Very
and
good.
Also, if you celebrate your birthday, you celebrate alongside Brendan Fraser, amazing actor.
Yes.
Kind of fell off the scene for 15 years. He was in a load of action movies.
He was, wasn't he?
And he was in The Mummy and George of the Jungle. And then wins an Oscar for his comeback role in The Whale. Have you seen that yet?
I haven't seen The Whale, no.
It's supposed to be phenomenal.
Okay.
Anybody who's seen The Whale? Your thoughts and reviews, please.
Okay.
So he's at 56 today. Montel Jordan.
Montel.
This is how we do it. Isn't that him?
Yeah, that is the thing,
He had a huge hit in 1995 for that. He's 56 today. And Daniel Bedingfield. He's still trying to get through it, you know?
Is he?
He's 45 today.
Has he found the one yet?
He hasn't found the one, but he'll get through the wall eventually. On this day in 1991, Hulk Hogan defeated The Undertaker to become the fourth WWF champion.
Is he still doing all that business, Hulk Hogan?
He's still Hulk Hogan. He's still going around ripping his shirt off and still kissing his arms and going, "Ooh yeah!"
Still bleaching the hair.
Yeah, and still turning up in the odd subsection of particular saucy video sites. Other than that, he's still the Hulk. On this day in 2000, S Club 7 went to number one in the UK singles chart with Never Had a Dream Come True. This is interesting. There's a fellow that who's trying to visit every Irish pub in the world, and he's nearing a century of them after going to 94 of them so far.
There's always one, isn't there? Really?
Yeah. A real traditional Irish pub is nice. But this is the thing. When we go away on holidays, when Irish people go away, to go and experience the culture of another country or the food or the, you know, the scenery or the or whatever they have to offer, straight into O'Mahony's. Because we hear an old fiddle and a bowron. Yeah, straight in for the match and the burger and chips.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
So he's been to 94 of them, and he's going to try and get to all of them. I don't know. There must be thousands of them around the world.
He probably just goes in and has a 7-Up, does he? And then ticks it off the list.
Or does he? Is he doing it something on Instagram where he promotes the pub and gets his night out for free or something?
You wouldn't know, yeah.
Anyway, let's see what else we got here. This is interesting. A fella who bought a Mars bar and opened up the Mars bar, and the Mars bar was completely smooth.
Yeah.
Had smooth chocolate. You know, it's got this ripple thing on
it. Sort of a ridge, yeah.
So he thought that Mars are being scabby now, and this is another cost-saving trick.
Shrinkflation.
Taking layers of ripple chocolate off to save money.
Right.
But it wasn't. It was just a kind of a glitch in the Matrix or something. I don't know. Anyway, so he rode to Mars, took a photograph. The photo went viral. I mean, Mars got more coverage for this than their last ad campaign because it was a solid, smooth Mars bar. everybody was talking about Mars bars. People probably went out and bought Mars bars thinking, I haven't had one in ages.
I actually haven't. I might go and get one after the show.
Here we are talking to Cork about Mars bars.
Yeah.
Mars have done really well out of this.
You're right, you see. Bit of free marketing there, lads.
Do you know what they sent him? They sent him a voucher for £2 to buy another Mars bar.
Oh, my God. £2. You couldn't even buy one with £2.
Actually, you're right. They are about £2.
£2.50 now. That's a bit scabby, isn't it?
Mars, you absolute Scrooge McDucks.
Didn't even send him a free box of Mars bars.
You would at least get a box of them.
At least.
A 48 box.
My name's Jeff.
It's Red FM Breakfast with KC. Vic is over there and Prendeville's on the way very soon. Apparently we're all cancelling subscriptions all over the shop. This happens this time. I think every year I hear a story like this popping up.
Yeah.
Because people realise that they're spending so much money on stuff and you never really use it, really.
See, that's it, yeah.
You know, the stream services. I'll tell you what I've cancelled now, so far.
You're going to go down through your list of cancellations.
Are you ready for my list?
Go on, so.
YouTube Premium.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so that's YouTube without all the ads and whatnot. Had to get rid of Audible.
There's so many on there that you'd actually forget that you have and you never use, and the next thing you have a look and you're like, hang on a second, I haven't been into that for 4 months.
Yeah.
And they cost a fortune.
I had all these apps for editing photographs and making funny little videos.
Yeah.
That was taking a fiver a month and $6.99 here. Netflix, after we said goodbye to Netflix after I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
It's time to go, lads.
So you've got rid of Netflix.
Netflix is gone.
I'll tell you what's gone in my house.
I think I've completed Netflix. I got to the level 2750.
It's not a game.
It is.
Do you know what's gone in my house and there's like serious ructions over it?
What's wrong?
Is Disney.
Oh, we had Disney as well. That's gone too.
Disney's gone from our house and there's been absolute uproar.
I know. You have a house full of Mickeys anyway, don't you? On that note, see you tomorrow.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now. Stream more football than ever with the Premier League, Champions League and Europa League with Now.